Some voters are still trying to make up their minds in the citywide races as the hours dwindle until polls open Tuesday morning at 6 for the primaries. WNYC's Jessica Gould has been talking to them and joins us now from East Harlem. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
The Quinnipiac poll released this morning said 18% of voters who've made up their minds could change them by the time they step into the voting booth tomorrow. 8% are undecided altogether. Is that consistent with what you're finding?
It absolutely is. I've talked to a lot of people today, and they all say they just don't know yet. They're going to go home tonight, study up, and make their decision, and they don't know what it's going to be.
What reasons are voters giving for why they haven't received enough information to make up their minds?
What they're saying is that they're having trouble distinguishing between the candidates, that it's a crowded field and they seem similar, and nobody's really stepped out in front. Nobody seems to be sticking out to them.
Those who have made up their minds recently, what clinched it for them?
Well, here in Harlem, I spoke to people who were in favor of Bill Thompson because the unions that they're part of are supporting him. And then I also heard a lot of support for Bill de Blasio, and they say it's because of his talk about inequality and also because they really like his family. And Dante just arrived at a press event that I was at with Bill de Blasio, and everyone was very excited about that.
Bill de Blasio, a biracial family. He's the current front runner, but the Quinnipiac poll shows his front runner status eroding just a little bit. What has been his closing arguments to voters, Jessica, in the time you've been with his campaign today?
He said he's the progressive choice, that it's time for a change, and he's the right person to make that change.
Has he spoken about the new Quinnipiac poll out today?
He didn't say anything about that. He just said that his last message for voters is that it's enough of the status quo, and he's really going to fix the inequality in the city right now.
Earlier today, you were with Democratic mayoral candidate and council speaker Christine Quinn in Sunnyside, Queens, where she was visiting a school. What was her closing argument to voters?
She is talking about results. She says that she's the candidate who can really get things done. And she's also touting her role as a woman. And she said she's getting a lot of support from young women and girls who are excited about the possibility of her taking office.
WNYC's Jessica Gould on the campaign trail, currently with Bill de Blasio up in Harlem. Thank you so much, Jessica.
Thank you.